I've been looking forward to this conversation and the many conversations that will follow on this particular topic for some time now. Let's talk about Florida Boulevard. Welcoming into the studio, Davey Friday from Perkins & Will and Ann Trappi from Forte & Tablada. Welcome aboard. How y'all doing this morning?
Pretty great. Good. Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You. Thank
I'm
you.
Glad to have y'all on here. Let's get you a little more position there. There we go. All right. The Florida Corridor Project, what is it?
You want
to? Yeah, so we're doing a master planning effort to really understand the character of the corridor, understand its history in relation to Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. And figure out where it's going in the future. How can we sew the entirety of the city together by its major east-west connector?
It is the artery for Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. It is the main drag for Baton Rouge and is not currently treated as such.
Right.
Right. For the longest time, I mean, you saw this huge amount of investment. I mean, I've been around Baton Rouge for a very long time. And now you see this disinvestment. And so how do we bring all that back? How do we do it the best way we can and master plan the whole corridor all the way from the river to the Livingston Parish line.
We're going to talk about town hall meetings in a little bit. The first one was last night. The second one coming up at lunchtime today. But I want to, there are so many different angles for this topic. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure I address as many as we can here today. The first of which is you talk about tying neighborhoods together. This is a difficult thing to do because every neighborhood has their own. I mentioned them earlier. There's a downtown development district, mid-city redevelopment. I'm part of the Sherwood Crime Commission. Like, everywhere along Florida Boulevard, you've got your own little, let's call it a fiefdom. And everyone has their own best interests at heart. How do you take all these individual groups and make them one overlapping group or intertwining group?
I don't think the goal is to necessarily make them all unified as one in the sense that they're homogenous. It is really about leaning into the characteristics that make each neighborhood unique and figuring out how we can create an equitable baseline so people can still be exactly who they are, have their own interests and their own motives, but there are resources that can be shared in a consistency across the built environment that enfranchises people to cross-mix.
Yeah, right now, the disparities between north of Florida Boulevard and south of Florida Boulevard are huge. Essentially, it's very similar to what's happening in East Baton Rouge City Parish. So what can we do? And that's why we're having these public meetings, because we really want to get input from not only people within the corridor, but from everybody in Baton Rouge to see what do they feel like Baton Rouge could become along Florida Boulevard and not be such a dividing line. So that's what we're working on.
It is it's not the official, it's the unofficial dividing line in Baton Rouge. And it, as long as I've lived here, I moved here in 95, it kind of always has been. One project that we've seen recently and still under construction, that Rouse's is going up on Florida, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I thought that was a bold that, hey, it's on the north side of Florida. Well, it's still on Florida. Yeah, I know, but it's on the north side of Florida. There's something, I don't want to say, there's metaphor there, right? There's something that says, hey, you've literally crossed the street.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it little steps like that are going to be part of an overall bigger equation that is going to involve land use and development, transportation and street improvement, health and environment, assets and amenities. Which of these can we talk about now, or which we're not even to the drawing board yet?
Go ahead.
Well, in this current phase, we broke into project into four phases. This first phase, we're calling our discovery and needs. And what we're doing is trying to understand Baton Rouge's context as best as we can and get as much community input before we start to master plan any design ideas or think about implementation. We really need to understand the whole playing field. So we could talk about any of those topics.
All right. Well, let's start off with land use and development. What are we looking at? What are some loftier goals? I mean, I know we're not going to get granular yet. That's what the town hall meetings are for. But what are some of the loftier goals?
Yeah, so Baton Rouge, before predating Perkins and Will's involvement in the master planning effort, Future BR has an entire land use map for the whole eastern Baton Rouge parish. In our studies, we zoomed in into the census tracts lining Florida Boulevard. And the goal right now is to introduce a mix of uses along the boulevard to kind of break up the monotony of only retail that has been struggling along the boulevard. So can we introduce housing? Can we introduce some type of entertainment? Can we introduce other uses than strictly retail to get a diversity of people, a diversity of dollars being spent along the corridor. So that's one major thing that Future BR has already planned for.
We are talking with Davey Friday from Perkins and Will and with Ann Trappi from Forte and Tablada. So along with that, we're talking about the development of Florida Boulevard, by the way. Along with that comes, there is retail there. There is currently a number of businesses along the way. There's also housing along the way, but it's not where it could be. It's not that projected, like what we can dream of. How do we work forward without having to undo what's already there? Or is there going to be some growing pains in undoing some of what's there?
I don't want to be too prescriptive or too projective. I will say it is our goal to really work with existing businesses and understand their needs, understand the existing users and how we can amplify the things that they are already doing. How can we support those businesses already there? And there's a lot of space for infill as well. There's a lot of vacancy along the corridor. Mm-hmm. So you can both introduce new things while also supporting the people that are already standing strong on Florida Boulevard. And I think that's a big part of our goals.
Let's talk transportation and street improvements a little bit as well. Because Florida, it's...
infrastructure.
I know, and it's a tough one because you are kind of geographically limited on the downtown end, to be sure. But once it opens up outside of that, it spreads out to three lanes on either side all the way up until Airline and then shrinks back down again. When we're talking about transportation and street improvements, is the idea of making it three lanes all the way out to the other river on the table?
So right now, I'm not sure if you're aware that there's a Move BR project that Fort Nevada is working on from 22nd to all the way to Airline Highway. And we're looking at, it's an enhancement project, which means that we're looking at pedestrian, bicycle safety, you know, access from north to south. Right now, people cannot safely cross Florida Boulevard, really along the entire corridor.
Yeah.
So those are some of the infrastructure needs that we know absolutely need to happen. So we're looking at those, how to best implement, how to work with Louisiana DOTD to best fit, you know, what, I mean, that's a major truck route coming through Baton Rouge. So how do we do all these things, but yet have the environment that the people want so that we can bike and walk and enjoy the corridor at the same time as all this commerce is going on?
Not just a major truck route right now. I mean, there is Amazon.
Right.
Which is going to make everything more major throughout there, specifically when it comes to the number of vehicles going in and out, adding to an already, it's a busy area.
It's going to split between Florida and Airline Highway.
Sure, yeah.
So, you're going to see truck traffic going both ways, but still, I mean, there are so many things that we can do to make that corridor safer for all modes of transportation. And so that's really what we're looking at.
Moving over to the next one, health and environment. What is this one all about?
So we're really trying to understand the implications of the ecological areas around Baton Rouge. You have the Mississippi bounding you on the west, the Ami River on the east. And we greatly studied that flood of 2016 to understand how that happened in the built environment. And when you pair that with community health things as well. So what are people's lifestyle like? Are people able to have access to parks? Are people able to safely walk around their neighborhoods, which contributes to community health overall? So pairing those two things, thinking about the health of the individual and the health of the environment and how those things intersect and what strategies can we implement to increase both.
So as far as the environment is concerned, I mean, there is a Breck Park along Florida Boulevard. I believe there's actually two. There's one that's like a little neighborhood park that's a little, it's a one block with a basketball goal and a swing set, I think. But there's also Breck's headquarters,
right,
which is a very much underrated facility. To be sure, it's what they've got going on inside there is pretty phenomenal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I sent my kids to a camp there; it's awesome. And then there's Liberty Lagoon, also on Florida Boulevard.
Yep.
So on top of that, though, is there room for more? And like, how would something would have to go away to put something in? Right.
I think that to your point, Florida has some great assets already. The question is, how do we make them more connective?
Right.
Can we easily get through these greenways? Are there ways to get people to have walking trails, biking trails, to make it a really recreational path that people can explore and enjoy? I think there's opportunities to connect some of the work that Baton Rouge as a city has already done to provide amenities to its citizens.
We're talking with Davey Friday from Perkins and Will and Ann Trappi from Forte? I've always said Forte. Forte and Tablada. We're talking about what we could do on Florida Boulevard and where we're headed next. All right, let's talk town hall meetings so that we don't run out of time. We can circle back to another topic afterwards. Last night was the first one. What were the immediate takeaways from the first one?
My first initial takeaway was seeing the vigor and the passion of the residents. I think this was mostly people from the Broadmoor and Sherwood Forest communities, and they are they have an intimate understanding of some of the problems that they're facing, notably around traffic. To your point about truck traffic and how dense and busy it could be along the corridor in this auxiliary roads. People really understanding were able to describe in detail some of the things that they were facing. And that ability to articulate what your needs are helps us as designers greatly, because we can put, you know, one-to-one solutions to things that people are bringing up that they're saying is important to them. So just from that meeting last night, it was really inspiring and really fun to have these conversations with people and be able to problem solve in real time.
The traffic problem would be one in Florida, around Sherwood, I mean. The crime problem probably is front and center as well. Will the Florida Corridor Project be able to take anything on in that regard, or is it stay in your lane and just look at development?
I think that there are strategies in the built environment that you can use to enfranchise and reduce in crime. Like, for instance, denser areas where there are more people walking around, there are more eyes on the street, there in turn, there naturally becomes a community policing type of thing. Mm-hmm. People are seeing things. A woman named Jane Jacobs wrote a book in the 60s called The Death and Life of Great American Cities, and she really detailed the importance of having people who are fixtures in communities that are always on the street that can see, because that deters a lot of crime in that sense. So although we might not be cooking one-to-one crime prevention strategies, there are ways to utilize the built environment to do that naturally, and we're definitely considering that.
The next meeting is coming up around lunchtime today. I assume there will be a downtown focus, since it is at the River Center Branch Library. What are we looking for here?
We really want to see what people's needs are in the downtown area and how that connectivity can start to spiral or spread out. Where are people commuting from? Where are they commuting to? Who works downtown, and where are they coming from? What are the places for recreation? What's lacking? We've had several master planning efforts in downtown already, and the downtown is beautiful. I walked here from the hotel this morning and just kind of took everything in, and it's awesome. So you guys have laid a wonderful foundation. How can I radiate from down here along the boulevard?
There are certain inevitabilities along the way, and most of them are positives when it comes to what Florida Boulevard can offer. Amazon is a big one that is an asset that gives you the chance to build off of that. I think the Mid-City Baton Rouge General is another big 100%. Asset. Are there talks of partnership there, and where can that grow?
Yeah, absolutely. We were just at Mid-City yesterday for an advisory board committee meeting. There was a master plan for Baton Rouge General Mid-City in the works, too. So we are really trying to partner with the stakeholders along the boulevard to really amplify the work that they're already doing, because it's great.
Baton Rouge Community College is there building beautiful United Health, a health facility. I mean, there's so many assets right along Florida Boulevard that we feel like we can capitalize on in those specific areas.
Conversely, there are a number of businesses that I'm going to put it nicely, don't maximize the potential of the area. I can't imagine a scenario where those businesses aren't brought up on a regular basis to say, what can we do better here? But then what happens to the people who are doing business there?
Yeah, that's a very precarious situation, and I never advocate for the displacement of people, especially when we're operating in a economic free market. I think there are ways to focus on what are potential for new things, like, again, the vacancies, the places that have faltered. Focusing your efforts there first and allowing some other things to unfold naturally. We can't prescribe every inch of the boulevard, and I don't think we would try.
See, that's where we're going to have to call it for today, and this is why I said this is going to be multiple conversations. By the way, today, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the River Center Branch Library, tomorrow evening at Breck's Ballroom, 6201 Florida Boulevard. So you can clearly see a Sherwood emphasis on one, a downtown emphasis on one, and a mid-city emphasis on another. The next time we talk about this, we're going to get a little bit deeper into it, because if you're talking about attracting new business in, I mean, that's a tougher sell when you got a tire lot on one side and a tire lot on the other. Anyway, your feedback's welcome on our Facebook Live feed. Davey, and thank you all so much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. Thanks.